With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Governor Steve Bullock is extending Montana's stay-at-home order for at least another 2 weeks until April 24th. Bullock announced the move to continue the state's largest social distancing orders in a press conference this afternoon.
We can and we must keep efforts up to flattening the curve.
Public health officials warn that without physical social distancing, the case numbers of the novel coronavirus will rise and make it difficult for hospitals and clinics to take care of patients. The governor's two-week extension closes public schools and non-essential businesses, limits non-essential travel, and requires a two-week self-quarantine for people coming into the state. Bars and restaurants can remain open for pickup and delivery only. The Department of Justice today confirmed what is believed to be the first positive COVID-19 case in a jail inmate. The Associated Press reports Attorney General Tim Fox confirmed that an inmate at the Gallatin County Detention Center had tested positive for coronavirus. Last week, disability rights advocates filed a petition seeking the release of nonviolent jail and prison inmates to prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus. Since Friday, Montana National Guard members have screened just over 1,200 people at airports and train stations. Six were referred to healthcare providers, and none of those six have tested positive for COVID-19. As of Monday, there are 319 confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus in Montana. Six people have died from the illness. 57 people have recovered. Governor Steve Bullock extended school closures today for at least another 2 weeks to continue social distancing amid the novel coronavirus pandemic. But as MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports, some districts want the governor to close school doors for the remainder of the academic year.
K-12 public school buildings will remain closed until at least April 24th. Bullock initially ordered schools to close in mid-March and asked districts to make plans for distance learning and meal deliveries. Bullock has been extending the closures every 2 weeks since. The governor has said he doesn't think it's in the state's best interest to make decisions that will have finality for what Montana will look like months from now. But some districts say it would be easier to close school doors for the remainder of the year so they can make more concrete plans and know where they should be putting their resources. Steve Bradshaw is the superintendent of Columbia Falls School District.
Makes it easier to plan for the teachers, also makes it more acceptable to the parents, helps us be able to try to connect with some of the students that we possibly have not been able to connect with for whatever reason.
Kirk Miller with School Administrators of Montana says many districts have said it's hard to deal with the uncertainty of school closures on a biweekly basis, but says there's no formal push from districts to close the rest of the year. He adds that he understands the position the governor is in.
All of that said, we've been advising that we probably need to do that planning mechanism for school closure through the end of the year.
Governor Bullock did provide districts with some long-term certainty Tuesday by giving them more time to comply with a 2019 student data privacy law as they move to online learning. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana is edging closer to the spring runoff season. Scientists now have a better idea of what our mountain snowpack will yield this spring and summer. Edward O'Brien reports.
Call it the Goldilocks principle. Federal scientists say there's not too much snowpack in Montana's mountains to threaten a flood risk later this spring, nor is there too little, which could eventually lead to reduced summer stream flows. In a sense, it's just right.
It's not the most exciting story. I mean, to have like a near average snowpack and near average stream flows, but given the fact that we've had a couple of big years, I think another average year would be great.
That's Lucas Zukowitz, a water supply specialist with the U.S. Agriculture Department's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Bozeman. Zukowitz says March, like November and December, was another dry month.
We had valley precipitation totals in some of our towns west of the divide, which were less than 30% of average for the month.
But that's balanced out by January and February's abundant snowfall, combined with last month's below average temperatures.
Because we got so much snow, we still have a snowpack for April 1st, which is near to above normal across the state. There's really only one small area west of Flathead Lake that has a below normal snowpack. So we were able to kind of insulate ourselves against this dry month of March.
He says some basins east of the divide had normal precip last month. The headwaters of the Yellowstone and Gallatin River basins had above normal snowfall. Statewide stream flow forecasts are currently near to slightly above normal through July 31st, but stay tuned. Springtime precipitation will ultimately determine that. The Federal Climate Prediction Center's long-range forecast suggests Montana may see cooler than normal temperatures this month. There's an equal to above normal chance for above average precipitation. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.